This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the NDA government is committed for not only the development of backward regions, but backward classes also. He said the NDA government works with resolution to uplift poor, and it is reflected in programs and policies of the centre. The Prime Minister said this at a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Motihari, Bihar.
Garibo, Dalito, Pichro, aur Adivasiyon ke naam par rajniti karte aaye hain. Lekin barabari ka adhikar to dur, ye parivar se bahar ke logon ko samman tak nahi dete. In logon ka ahankar aaj pura Bihar dekh raha hai. Hame Bihar ko inki buri niyat se bachakar rakhna hai.
The Prime Minister said for 100 backward districts, an aspirational district program was launched, and now for increasing agriculture productivity of 100 districts, the PM Dhan Dhanya scheme has been launched, which will directly benefit 1 crore 75 lakh farmers. He said without development of eastern states, India cannot become a developed country. Mr. Modi gave slogan of prosperous youth, prosperous Bihar. Earlier, he laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees in Motihari. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will visit West Bengal to lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees at Durgapur. India has hailed the United States' decision to designate the Resistance Front, TRF, as a foreign terrorist organization and specially designated global terrorist. The TRF, a proxy of the Pakistan-based terrorist organization Lashkar-e-Taiba, has been involved in numerous terror-related activities, including the heinous attack on civilians in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar appreciated the U.S. State Department and Secretary Marco Rubio for the decision. He added that this affirms the India-U.S. counter-terrorism cooperation. The Indian Navy has commissioned the first of its two indigenously designed and built diving support vessels, Nistar, at a ceremony held in Vishakhapatnam today. Raksha Rajya Mantri Sanjay Seth participated in the commissioning event along with Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, Chief of Naval Staff, and other senior dignitaries. Former Deputy Chief Minister of erstwhile Jammu and Kashmir State, Kavinder Gupta, officially assumed the office of Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh today. Justice Arun Palli, Chief Justice of the Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh High Court, administered the oath to him in a ceremony held at Raj Nivas in Leh. The Supreme Court today refused to entertain a plea by Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Lalu Prasad Yadav seeking a stay on trial court proceedings in the ongoing Land for Jobs case. He had challenged the Delhi High Court's decision, arguing that the FIR was filed without proper sanction under the Prevention of Corruption Act. Maharashtra government has cancelled the registration of 258 private hospitals for flouting the norms laid down under the Bombay Nursing Home Registration Act 1949. State Health Minister Prakash Abhidkar made the announcement during the question hour in the State Legislative Assembly yesterday. The violations came to light during two extensive inspections conducted earlier this year by the State Health Department. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigesi has become the first player to secure a semi-final spot at the Freestyle Grand Slam in Las Vegas. The 21-year-old defeated Uzbekistan's Noderbek Abdusattarov with an impressive 1.5 to 0.5 victory in the quarterfinals. With this win, Arjun is now one step closer to the championship title as he prepares for the semifinals. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Rajasthan and south interior Karnataka today. It also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, West Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. Similar conditions are expected over northeast India, including Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, East Madhya Pradesh. And that is